Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and lifestyles weight management specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. And today we're going to talk about food control, why we struggle with sticking to a healthy lifestyle. So we are all becoming every day more aware of the importance of leading a healthy lifestyle on a regular basis. Yet we just don't manage to do this. We may engage in a variety of short-term projects like a one-week detox retreat, a one-month severe strict diet, intense sports boot camps. Yet the benefits of these short-term activities are quickly lost as we drag back to our bad habits in the longer term. The inability to stick to a healthy lifestyle makes us frustrated and, of course, unhealthy. You know, what is the way out? Why is it so difficult to stick with a healthy lifestyle in the long term? And what should you do to improve your odds of success? You know, the first step is to understand that the problem is a more deep situation. You have to take a deeper dive into this. And, you know, so we have to talk about what are the main obstacles to pursuing your healthy lifestyle and what are the essentials to having a healthy lifestyle.
You know, that's right, Kim. So let's start off and talk about what are those obstacles. According to research, some of the main obstacles to pursuing a healthy lifestyle have to do with some of the following. And the first one is really a lack of awareness. You know, as people, we tend to heavily discount the future, meaning that we tend to place more value on the things that we have now instead of the things that we'll have later. And this ties into weight loss in the sense that, you know, weight loss is a goal. If I'm going to lose, say, 26 pounds, that's on average going to take a pound a week. It's going to take about 26 weeks. So that's 6 months down the road. You know, and so I'm not going to see all the benefits of weight loss, you know, until I get to the end of that 6 month period. And so at the outset, when I'm at ground zero and I've got 26 pounds to lose, it can be hard to kind of weigh the cost and the consequences of choosing healthy habits. And it's so easy to want to give into short-term pleasures. You know, I see that piece of chocolate cake and I'm really having a bad day today. And I know I want to eat it because it's going to make me feel better. And so I want to give into that short-term benefit that has long-term consequences, right, of adding to weight gain and things of that nature. You know, along with a lack of awareness, as it were, time is a factor too, right? You know, it seems like we're all working 12 hours a day. We have hectic schedules. We have long commutes. We're taking kids to two or three different activities after they get out of school. And so sometimes we just run through fast food and that's dinner. And so having such hectic schedules can be really detrimental in terms of losing weight. Not to say that you can't lose weight with a hectic schedule, because you absolutely can. It's just one of those things that often adds to why people tend not to be successful with sticking with a healthy lifestyle over the long term. You know, and when you kind of look at the science of some of this and talking about, you know, why is it so difficult to make the correct choices? Stress plays a part, right? So when we're pressed for time, we have a hectic schedule, we've got a lot going on, we tend to feel more stressed. And when we're stressed, our brains tend to be reflexive rather than reflective. And what that means is our brains tend to want to respond rather than critically evaluate a situation. So when we're doing that, it's easy to fall back into old habits. You know, we kind of go back to our default, which is, oh, I'll grab something fast, or, oh, I'll just eat unhealthy because I'm feeling down and depressed today. And that's always helped me feel better, at least in the short term, in the past. So when it comes to weight loss and a healthy lifestyle, you know, obviously that's a change for most people. And your brain is going to kind of want to fight that because it's going to want to revert back to its default of your previous unhealthy behaviors. The next one is lack of self-control, incentives, and enforcement. And all this is kind of a big umbrella for saying some of the same things, right? We tend to deliberately want to choose to indulge in short-term pleasures, mainly, again, because of that stress that we already talked about, or maybe because of just our personality or other propensities. And again, the underlying reason for this can be stress, right? You know, we all know that stress is often a reason that we tend to lack self-control. Self-control tends to be harder when we're stressed. So that makes it easy, even, you know, when we know there are good incentives for weight loss. You know, I may feel better, I look better, I'm able to do more. But when we're stressed, we don't often think about those things, right? We tend to, again, default to what's going to make me feel good right now. And then the next one is a lack of know-how and guidelines, right? And we see this a lot in the realm of weight loss and healthy eating, is that a lot of people just don't know how to follow a healthy lifestyle or how to approach a healthy lifestyle or what is healthy, right? We tend to want to default again back to whatever we grew up with, whatever we learned growing up. You know, we've eaten that way for years and years. So how do I eat healthy? What is healthy? Well, go Google that. And what are you going to find? 1,000 different diets, as they're called, that say this is the way that you should be eating, right? So despite all the information out there, you know, there does tend to be kind of this lack of know-how, as it were, to how do I eat a healthy diet and what does that look like and what does a healthy meal plan involve? And because there's a learning curve there, right, in terms of a healthy meal plan and healthy foods, that again, sometimes it's easier to just say, ah, you know what, the learning curve is too great. I'll just go back to eating what I've always eaten. And then again, we tend to default right to that previous pattern of behavior.
Absolutely. And something with that, you know, there are so many diet pills and supplements and diet regimens and programs and stuff. It's just constant this, try this, try this, try this. And people don't know, you know, what to try, what really works, what really doesn't work, what's good for me, what's not good for me. So totally understandable in the confusion in that, because it's like you can't watch television without an ad for a weight loss product or a weight loss service or something like that. And everybody tells you something different when there's basics. If you can follow the basics, you can do this. And I think that gets missed a lot because you're constantly seeing ads and products and people promoting different things because they're going to say that their product's what you need and their product's the best and it works and all that, when you may not necessarily need that product to achieve your goals. So I can understand the confusion. It makes total sense. Another thing with this is, you know, difficult access. We may not have convenient access to facilities that provide, you know, products or services that help enable a healthy lifestyle. And we had that, you know, with COVID, gyms shut down, places shut down. You did not have access to things. So understandable. And that can make things difficult. You know, we might be moving from one side of the city to another or to another state. And you can lose access to things, but also you may have to drive across town just to get to your yoga class or grab a healthy lunch. You know, one healthy solution to all aspects of your wellness may not always be readily available to you. You know, we rarely have it all in one place, which gives us another big obstacle in pursuing a healthy lifestyle. You know, we go for what is more within reach and convenient. And in our town, in the town that we live in, I mean, you can't go a half a mile without running into a fast food restaurant. We have what I think three McDonald's. We have probably 15 Mexican restaurants in this town, five or six Sonics. I mean, the accessibility to fast food is way more convenient because you don't even have to get out of your car. And you can hit one within a half a mile of pretty much anywhere in this town. So that does, you know, make it difficult when it's probably quicker to stop at the fast food restaurant than it would be to stop at the grocery store and pick up something, or a restaurant that may serve a healthy salad or something like that. And my gym's on the other side of town. I have to drive across town to access my gym. And then if there's things that you like and enjoy that you're comfortable with and you have to move or you have to go to another city or another state, you're going to lose access to things that you were dependent upon or that you enjoyed. But another layer of this is an unpleasant experience. We may not all like the parts of the experience. You know, we don't like running. So we just procrastinate sports, or we don't like spend time thinking or seeking for another sport we might like better. We may hate the idea of blood tests, so we just postpone medical checkups. You know, we avoid things that are uncomfortable. Some people don't like to have their measurements done for clothing or for weight loss. Some people don't like to go buy clothes. Some people don't like, you know, to try on clothes because of they're unhealthy and they're overweight. So we do try to avoid things that are uncomfortable. Why shouldn't we? It's no different. If you burn your hand on the stove, you're not going to put your hand back on that stove. You don't want to experience that again. And that makes it difficult. And some people don't like to talk about losing weight. Some people don't like to talk about their weight in general because it's uncomfortable. It's painful. And that's totally understandable. But it's something, you know, we have to address in order to move forward. We have to do those things. We have to measure. We have to weigh. We need to have those checkups to make sure that there's nothing wrong that needs to be addressed within our body. We need to do those things, as uncomfortable as they may be, because it is going to move you forward into this healthier lifestyle. You need that information. You need to do those things. So another thing I wanted to talk about on this podcast about this was that with food control, you know, a lot of us have struggled with weight loss most of our lives. And many of us have had others try to force healthy habits on us without us understanding why, especially as children. We were told, you were told to clean your plates and you couldn't say no to a food if you didn't like it. You know, if I didn't like squash growing up, but I still had to eat it, even though I didn't like it, or I was not allowed to leave the table until my plate was clear. And didn't understand why, you know, I needed to eat this or drink this weight loss shake to lose weight, because I didn't understand why. You know, and there are people out there that were criticized by people who were by caretakers about their weight, and they were forced to start dieting at a young age. And that's been detrimental. I've had several clients come to me, and this is a struggle for them because of things they experienced in childhood. And one of them is the fact that they were criticized and forced to do diet after diet and to eat certain foods and all this stuff at a very young age. And then now that they're adults, they're enjoying this freedom of eating what they want. And so when they look at a diet and or a food restriction, they look at it as a control. And that is a struggle because they were controlled and they've been told before, you can't eat this, you have to eat that, you have to lose weight. And that control is uncomfortable. They don't like that control mechanism. You know, we want the ability to eat any food that we want to eat without suffering consequences. Okay. We don't want those consequences. I wish we could all eat pizza and cheeseburgers and it not be bad for us or cause weight gain or cholesterol or high blood pressure. That's not how it works. Eating unhealthy food comes with consequences. So you have to learn to flip that concept around and take control of the food that you eat. Okay. You want to eat the healthy food because of the benefits it provides and not because you're being controlled. It is not, you can't look at it like a control mechanism. You don't want to eat the unhealthy food because of what it does to your body. Like I said, weight gain, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So you've got to take out this, I'm being controlled. I want to eat what I want. You're trying to take care of yourself and you're trying to provide nutrition to your body to help you lose weight, to be healthier, all those things. So you have to learn to flip that around and not consider this. You're being controlled. You're being told what to eat. That's not fair. You're being guided to eat a specific way to better yourself, to improve your health, to better your body.
You know, that's so true, Kim. And it's also about, with that, I think, having that positive mentality, right? Instead of looking at it as a negative, how do I turn that around as a positive? And I'm making healthy choices and I'm eating healthier foods and I'm going to feel better and I'm going to have more energy and I'm going to be able to do more. You know, the other thing there is also think of it if you have kids in terms of you have an opportunity to teach them better than you were taught, right? You have the opportunity to teach them how to make healthy choices and to eat healthy foods and kind of take away that sense of restriction and control. So that idea of kind of flipping that concept around is so important. So, you know, we've talked about, okay, why do we tend to not succeed at a healthy lifestyle? And so I want to kind of shift now and talk about, so those are all the reasons we don't do what we should be doing. Then how do we do what we should be doing, right? So what are the essentials of a healthy lifestyle? And there are things that we talk about all the time here on the podcast. So we're just going to kind of run through these. The first one is meal planning, right? Meal planning and how you eat is essential to having a healthy lifestyle. But it's also important that you have a meal plan that works for you. Oftentimes when we're trying to lose weight, we tend to choose meal plans or systems that offer quick results that often fail to deliver over the long term, right? I might get some immediate effect, but those results are not sustainable over the long term. So that's what we talk a lot about, choosing a meal plan that you can follow over the long term, that's healthy, that basically you can eat this way the rest of your life. It's healthy foods, it's lean foods, it's good sources of protein. I can eat this way and be healthy and lose weight and then maintain that weight loss. You also want to choose a meal plan that's not restrictive. And we've kind of talked about that, that sense of restriction and control and how that kind of wants to cause our bodies and our brains to default and rebel. So choosing a meal plan that is flexible, that gives you options, that gives you the ability to make some substitutions or change this here, eat that over there, while still adhering to the overall goals for your meal plan. You know, because when we follow a restrictive meal plan, we tend to just feel cheated, right? And then we get mad at it, and then we want to quit it. We're mad at the meal plan, and that's not where we want you to be. We want you to choose a meal plan that works for you, that's flexible, and along with that is affordable, so that you're able to stick to it for the long term. You know, the second essential when it comes to a healthy lifestyle is exercise. You know, we all know study after study bears out the importance of exercise to a healthy lifestyle and to weight loss. And it's important to choose exercises that you can do year-round. So not just things that you can do seasonally. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to walk outside at the local track in the spring, and then winter comes, and because there's no indoor track, they just quit doing exercise because they don't have an option for that. So either finding an indoor track or somewhere you can walk all year long, or saying, okay, you know, in the winter months, I'll go into the gym and walk on the treadmill, or I will go to the local track. But just having a plan for that and knowing in advance and kind of telling your brain in advance, this is, you know, what we're going to do. It, along with that, it's important to have a mix of both cardio and strength training, right? Cardiovascular exercise is good for helping burn calories and improve your overall heart health, while strength training is going to improve, obviously, your strength and flexibility and balance, as well as increase your metabolism. We've talked about this before, how that strength training, because it builds muscle and muscle is more efficient at burning calories, it tends to raise your metabolic rate as you raise that muscle mass. And remember, we're not talking about, you know, bodybuilder, you have to be that bulked. Anytime you're doing strength training that adds muscle mass, you're gonna help boost your metabolic rate, which is gonna help your body run more efficiently and to burn calories more efficiently. And then the last component is accountability. It's important for keeping you motivated along your weight loss journey. Accountability is that key, right? So when challenges to meal planning occur and exercise occur, it can be easy to want to give up when we're doing it alone. But when we have a friend or accountability partner or whoever is helping us along the journey to come along and say, hey, you can do this. No, we are going to go walking today. No, you don't need to go hit the donut shack or whatever. But that person that's there that can encourage us and challenge us to do more and to be more is so important. Ideally, you might have more than one accountability partner. You might have an accountability partner that you go exercise with, and then someone inside your home that helps keep you accountable. This is why sometimes it's so important, often essential, that if you're trying to lose weight and choose a healthy lifestyle and you've got a spouse and kids, that this be a family activity, right? That you make this about the family eating healthy, though your goal may be to lose weight. The overall goal for the family might be just to eat a healthier foods and have a healthier lifestyle. Because obviously, if you're trying to lose weight and there's a 48 pack of Ding Dongs in the pantry that the kids are snacking on every day, it's going to be really hard to stay on top of your weight loss and not want to give in to that temptation. And so that's a great way to build in some accountability within your family, is to make weight loss a family affair, at least a healthy diet, a healthy meal plan, a family affair. Though your goal is weight loss, their goal is just eating healthier. And in the long term, your kids, your spouse, people that live with you are going to benefit as well. So it's so important to have that accountability. You know, we talk about all the time, when it comes to weight loss, we have options for you here at A Way to Lose. We offer group coaching that meets every week. It's up to 50 to 60% less expensive than our one-on-one coaching. And with that group coaching, you're meeting with Kim and myself every week, but you're also getting the support of the other group members. The other people in that group can help keep you accountable and help encourage you along the journey. And so know that if you're out there and you say, you know, that's great, you've talked about this and you've talked about the things that are essential, but where do I get started? Well, group coaching might be a great fit for you. Or you might say, you know, I want some real intense one-on-one individual coaching. Well, you know what? We do that too. And we can help you reach your weight loss goals. Our one-on-one coaching is a tailor-made weight loss program just for you. We take a lot of your preferences and variables and concerns and all that into account. And we build out a program just for you. So if you're struggling with weight loss and you're out there and you say, you know, I do need to lose weight and I do want to live a healthy lifestyle and I do want to make healthy food choices, but I just don't know where to start, then I want to encourage you, the place to start is to simply reach out to us at A Way to Lose. You can reach out to us through the website at www.awaytolose.net. There is a contact form there. Just fill it out. It shoots us an email, and then we'll get back to you and schedule a call with you to talk more about what is a good fit for you in terms of maybe group or individual coaching. And when you go to the website, I want to encourage you to get our free gift just for you. And it's our weight loss success guide. It will help you kickstart your weight loss journey. It'll give you a lot of information up front about making healthy choices, about what a healthy lifestyle looks like, what's the benefits. There's some recipes in there as well that you can get started with trying out and discovering and learning that there are some really great, yummy, tasty foods that aren't packed with calories. So you can download that directly from the A Way to Lose website. There's a little button on that homepage that you just click on, and then you can download the weight loss success guide there. So I want to encourage you to go out when you're visiting the website and download that weight loss success guide.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode, and we hope you gain some valuable information that will help you along your weight loss journey. Take care, and we'll see you all next week. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaytolose.net. And don't forget to also download your free weight loss success guide today.